Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, good evening, and welcome to another episode of Enjoying Life on Purpose with your girl, Kimberly Frazier. So glad that you guys were able to join us this evening. I'm excited to welcome our guests, but first, I want to give a shout out to Russ Terry, the founder of Life Coach Radio Network, thanking him for the opportunity of being a part of a phenomenal staff and team. It is indeed an honor to be a part of this team. So, Russ Terry, Thank you. Also, please log on to enjoylifecoaching.com. That's enjoylifecoaching.com. Register for your free life coaching session with me. It'll be live over the telephone. So make sure you get there. And for the first 10 callers or first 10 loginers, I guess I should say, to log in, you'll get your free Enjoy Life t-shirt. We'll get that out in the mail to you. So, again, thanks for joining us, and I am excited to welcome my guest. He came in at last minute for me, and my original guest had another obligation that popped up unexpectedly. So Mr. Myers was more than welcome to come on and share his story, and indeed does he have a story. Don has experienced some loss in his past, as we all have. But, you know, for many of us, it hasn't been to this extreme at one time. Mr. Myers has lost his marriage, his home, his job, and his best friend all at the same time. The best friend, I'll let Don tell you who the best friend is, but it was a big, big, tidal wave that kind of came at that season for his life. And I'm sure that it was, you know, for some of us, maybe some of us have gone through such experiences, but Don was willing to come on and share his testimony and empower you to enjoy life no matter what the situation. He's a living witness that all things are possible and that life still goes on and he can enjoy it and enjoy it on purpose. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome Mr. Don Myers. Don, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
You're quite welcome. Good evening, Kimberly. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. Glad to have you join us tonight. And I know that you have such, I don't want to say amazing story, but it's such a great, amazing ending. You have gone through some things in your life, and you were willing to come on tonight and share it with us. And I, you know, the audience is waiting to hear what it is. And, you know, it's a good thing because you have been able to experience these things, pull through them, get through them, take the pain, and now you're enjoying the game, right?
Yes, I am. Definitely. I'm definitely enjoying the game.
Good.
With my story, let the audience know exactly some of the things I've been through and, you know, and where am I at today.
Yeah, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up the mic now for you to go ahead and share your story, ask you some questions there, and then we'll, allow you to expound on that and, you know, take it as deep as you like to take it. But I know we can kick it off that, you know, I think it was, you said, what, back in 1994? Was it 94?
No,
2004.
It was in 2004, yeah.
2004, yeah, so. You experienced all this. So I'll let you share your story, and then I'll chime in with some questions there to dig a little deeper there for you. We'll allow the callers to call in and perhaps ask any questions or comments at the same time. So with that being said, let's give them the number now. So if they would like to call in, we'll take a break in between and, take some of their comments and questions. So listeners out there in Radio Land, if you would like to get in on this conversation, dial 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. Be sure to push #1 and we will get you on the air. So Don, take us back to 2004. Take us there.
I'm originally from New York City, guys. If you can't hear the accent, I'm from New York. And I moved to Western Virginia in 2002, my wife and I. And we wanted to, you know, we wanted a new beginning. We lived in New York City all our life, and we wanted to start, you know, fresh. One of the reasons why we moved, because we did have some issues back in New York City, and we thought that we moved to a new environment, a new city, new, you know, just a new place that we can get a new fresh start in our life. So I was pretty excited. So I said, let me just try to, you know, get, you know, move to a new city. So in 2002, we decided to move to Virginia. We actually moved to Western Virginia. If anybody doesn't know, Western Virginia is maybe 45 minutes outside of Washington, D.C. And, you know, we had a really good first year, 2003. It was nice. We decided to buy a house. So we bought a beautiful house. I guess it was over 2,500 square feet on a golf course. Gorgeous house. It had 5 bedrooms, over 2,500 square feet. It was a gorgeous house. It was in Haymarket, Virginia. And Haymarket, Virginia is a little bit past, how can I say it? I don't know if you guys know Virginia, but it's Prince William County. So we were both really excited to get this new house. Coming from New York, everyone has, like, small apartments. So actually, both of us, you know, this is our first house, you know, actually our first property, first owning a property together. So we were overwhelmed. The house was just drop dead gorgeous. So we got to the house. And we said, you know what, we're going to make this marriage work. We committed to each other. We have this house. We're going to take, you know, we're going to go for it. So everything was going quite wonderful. And then 3 months later, I see that she was not, you know, when you live with somebody, you believe it or not, there's a schedule. And you don't, there's a time schedule. You might not know you're on a schedule, but when patterns change, exactly, when I started noticing patterns changing, like, you know, buying this house, she would say, well, I'm not going to come home after work. I'm going to go to happy hour with the girls. Of course, I don't mind. I'm not a jealous person. I'm like, okay, have fun at happy hour. But then she's like, oh, you don't have to drop. She said, oh, you don't have to drop me off. Because usually I take her to work every morning and pick her up. And she said, oh, you don't have to pick me up. You know, you're working, and I work. She was working with me all at the time, and I was working in the rest at the time. She's like, well, we have one car. You don't have to pick me up. I understand. I take the bus home. I'm like, okay. That's really thoughtful of her. So, you know, I didn't pick her up at work. After work, she just said, you know, I take the bus home. And then after 3 or 6 months, I see the patterns totally changing. I mean, she was just, you know, not, you know, on the weekend, she was just busy. Either with her friends or her family, she didn't have any time.
Hey, Don, can you speak up a little bit? My producer is telling me that they can't hear you. So can you speak up a little clearer so that we can hear you a little louder?
Okay.
And yes, and then we have a caller waiting, so we'll pause in between in just a second and see what comment or question our caller has. But I know you was just in. Sorry for interrupting everybody. I know it was probably just getting good of what you could hear. But Don just shared with us that, you know, he bought a new home. He was married in the D.C. area, ecstatic about having a house, marriage. And then he, you know, his wife began to act a little different and stay out a little later and go out with the girls. And I think that's where it all started to go down, where the marriage began to, you know, be questionable. So, Don, I'll let you pick up from there and expound on that a little bit. And then we'll, you know, take a pause and take a call so the call is not holding too long. Okay.
Hey, yes. Kimberly, I have another line that may be a little bit better, clearer. Should I give a call on this number? Maybe it would be a call to hear me a little clearer. I do have two phones, and I could call on a different phone and see if that would
No. Let's keep it going. We want to keep my show flowing. You know, we don't want to lose my listeners here. So let's just keep the calls going. Let's stay with the story here, and we'll take a break here in just a second. And at that time that we take a break, we'll let you switch lines and call back in. But let's slow, because we do have a caller waiting. I don't want to keep them holding too long.
Okay.
So back to the story. You found your wife began to say she was going out with the girls, and, you know, we want to, I guess, expound on that a little bit, and then we'll flow into the other things that all kind of came downhill for you at that time.
Okay. I'm going to talk a little bit louder. So, yeah, so as I was saying, 3 to 6 months after you bought the house, the patterns totally changed. It wasn't the same pattern. It wasn't the same taking you to work, coming home straight after work. Anything was totally different. And I was like, something's not right here. And she was like, oh, it's all in your imagination. So I'm like, I'm not a dumb person, you know. I mean, we all have gut feelings that when something's not right, we can't put our hand on it, but we know that something's not correct in this, you know, the living of it. There's something in my gut feeling that's telling me, Donald, don't be a fool. That you can't prove anything, But, you know, I felt that it was just something not right in my marriage. So what I did was, guys, don't think I'm crazy, guys, but what I did was I hired a private detective. And
you hired a private, okay, let's stop right there. You hired a private detective to find out what was going on because things wasn't seeming right with the marriage or what she was telling you. So you hired a private detective. Mm-mm-mm. So let's pause right there. Let's take this caller just to see who the caller is waiting. And then we'll go to break to allow you to switch lines so that hopefully we can hear you better because it's still coming in fairly low. Okay. So
okay.
1 second, let's go to our phone lines. We have a caller. Let's see. Caller, welcome to the show. Who do we have on? Hello, who do we have? You're live with Kimberly Frazier. All right. Not getting any response there, but that's okay. Let's go ahead and go to break. Audience, thank you for hanging in there with me as we take this break to allow Don to switch lines so you guys can hear the story. We left off where he hired a private detective to find out what's going on with his wife, and we'll take it from there. So hang tight. Thank you for your patience. We'll be right back. Welcome back. We are back. Hopefully we have a better sound quality coming in here in the studios. I think maybe I should now start having people come in the studios with me because it seems to be having some technical difficulties with people calling in. But hopefully we have a better sound here with Don. Don, are you there?
Yes, I am. Is this better?
Much, much, much better. Yay. Okay. So for
okay,
those of you who didn't hear the first time, I'll try to speed through it because we definitely don't want to keep you hanging in, don't want to bore you and get you, you know, ready to go off because I need you to hang with me, guys. Support me. Continue to listen. And I'm ecstatic that Don is on because Don does have such a great story of all that he lost, where he's been, where he's at now. And it could truly empower you because we're bringing everyday people with everyday experiences, and we're bringing them to everyday radio. So, Don, with your everyday
yes.
experience that we know somebody right now is possibly going through this, and they are at their wit's end, they're ready to throw in the towel, maybe, just maybe, from your heart of what you've gone through will help them to take the situation, embrace it, and learn from it, and begin to enjoy life. But before we do that, we have a caller calling in, so let's see. So hang tight. Let's see who we have on, okay? Good evening. You are on live with Kimberly Frazier. Who do we have? Hello, who do we have on? All right, Don, I'll give it back to you because we got people calling in, and hopefully it's not my end. They can't hear me, but I have two people holding. So we'll take it back over to you. Don?
Okay, guys, so I'm going to speed this up a little bit. Basically, what I found out was she was seeing somebody else from her job. I confronted her, and she denied it. Make a long story short, it didn't work out. It didn't work out at all. She totally denied it, and I had the facts in front of me. So 2005, we decided to get a divorce, go our separate ways. And I was telling you guys about the beautiful house. We had to sell the house. And on top of all that, losing my wife and my house, on top of all that, I worked for MCI at the time in Ashburn, Virginia. And that's before the Verizon merged with MCI. And that's when it was making cuts, major cuts. So I got laid off. So So can you imagine where I'm at? I'm in a place I've only been for 2 years. I'm from New York. Lost my house. Well, I didn't really lose it, but I sold it. Lost my job. And then I was totally like, why? Why me? Am I a bad person? Why do I? Why all this have to, you know, go on all at once, you know? And then on top of that, my best friend knew about the affair with my wife at the same time. So it was just a devastating, horrific time in my life. Going from a 2,000 square feet house and going to a one bedroom apartment as a being a roommate to someone I really didn't know, and kind of a bad neighborhood without a job, it made me lose all confidence in who I am. And then one day I woke up, I said, you know what, Donald? You're not in a hospital. You're not sick. Both your legs are working. Get yourself back together. And what I did was I started applying for jobs every day. I just started working out and praying and saying, you know what, let me get over this hump. And I did. With the faith and just myself, me as a man, faith in God and faith of just family and friends, I accomplished a lot in the next 2 or 3 years. I got a job.
Wow.
And I got a job again. I bought a condominium in Washington.
Let's back up a second there, because I really want the audience to hear, you know, where you were mentally at this time. I know, like, you know, you lose your wife, you lose your home, and then you lose your job, you get laid off, and all this happened right at the same time. At that moment, like, mentally, where were you at? What were you feeling? What were you thinking? Who were you blaming? And how did you move past it so quickly?
Kimberly, to be honest, I was really, really depressed. And it was hard for me to move past this. I will be upset when, you know how people love when the sun is out and it's like, okay, it's sunny outside. People get happy for a nice day. I would pray for rain. I'm like, if it's raining out, at least everybody could feel like me. I want everybody to hurt. I want everybody to feel the hurt I had. So it was a sunny day out. I'm like, oh, I don't want sun outside. I want rain, because rain will bring rain to me, brings darkness, and just like everybody has to be inside, and there's no fun for anyone because they can't go, you know, they can't have fun because it's raining out. They can't be outside enjoying the weather. So I wanted everybody to feel
in your mind, you were thinking, hey, if it's raining, no one is out, and that's your excuse for not going out, where you can stay in and soak into that woe is me depression mood. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. And I could close the curtains and I could just like, and you know, even during the daytime on the weekends when I was home, I had all the curtains closed because I didn't want to see the sun. I felt if it was dark, feel a little bit better. But seeing the light and seeing the sun, I felt like I can't deal with that. I just wanted to be in the dark. I felt dark, so I wanted my environment to be dark also.
Wow, that's deep. So in that, how long did you experience that? Like, how long did that moment last, or that season, as far as going through that depression, not wanting to be out, wanting everybody else's life to be like your life, to feel the hurt? How long did it take you to move past that? Don? I can't hear you. All right, we're going to go to the callers, go to the line. Let's see here. We got a caller holding on 646. Hopefully they will say something this time. Let's see who we have. Good evening, caller. You are live on with Kimberly Frazier, Enjoying Life Coaching, 646. Who do we have?
Could you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Hello? Hi, how are you?
I can hear you. I am great.
Okay.
How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. I can hear you now. I have a similar situation to Dawn, so I can relate to him very well. Yes, we can relate.
Okay, so tell me a little bit about that. When you say similar, are you saying similar in the fact of losing your marriage, home, job, or, you know, one of those areas you lost at the time?
Losing a relationship that you've been in for a long time, finding out a lot of things about that person. You kind of have an idea, but you just kind of close your eyes to it. Your family try to tell you, you close your eyes to it. And then just one day you just wake up and you tell that person it's time for them to leave your life. So I kind of relate, like moving out of New York City, moving to another state, not knowing anybody, kind of by yourself, because I'm kind of like that right now. And it's kind of lonely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your kids are grown. You know, like you got this big house. You're trying to make ends meet. So I kind of relate to Dawn a lot. We have
Dawn, are you back with us?
I'm sorry, guys. I called. My phone dropped. I'm back online, ma'am. Yes, I am.
It's okay. So we have a caller that has called in. She said she can relate with you. She's been experiencing some of the same things. And caller, and I'm not sure if you want to give your name, but you are sharing this with us. Are you still going through this, or how were you able to pull through it, or where are you with this right now?
I have good days and bad days.
Don, can you relate with her on that?
I can. But I like what she said. She has good days and bad days. I only have bad days. So that's positive, having good days. So you can see that it's ending soon. The good day is going to be there for you soon, because at the end of my depression, it was good and bad. But in the beginning, it's always just bad. And then you can see a little glimpse of hope, a glimpse of sunshine. Just keep the faith. Keep on going. And believe it or not, there's going to be more days and bad days at the end of your journey.
Thank you, Dawn.
Welcome, ma'am. No problem.
Thank you, caller, for calling in and sharing that with us. And we will definitely be, honestly, I know I will be praying for you that all goes well. And hopefully you can learn from, you know, what you're going through. What I found is, you know, when we go through these hard times and these what we would call hard times and these seasons of darkness, it's actually we're being planted. You know how a seed gets planted in the soil and it's dark? We're being planted in that place of darkness that we feel like we're being buried and we're dying of you know, things around us. But really, you're being planted, because once you get out of this and you begin to blossom and come out, it's going to be a beautiful thing, because you're going to be able to learn from this and get the wisdom so that you can be a blessing to someone else. Just as Don is sharing his story, and I know he's got a little bit more to go with the show where he's at today and how he was able to overcome that. It's my hope for you that you can learn from this, embrace it, even though it doesn't feel good. And I know, like you said, you have your good days and your bad days. You know, hold on to those good days. And those bad days, you know, take it lightly, and I know it's easier said than done, but hold on to those good days, because those good days is going to get you through those bad days. So I know that it's going to get better. If you hang in there, hold tight, and know that that change is coming. And girl, you're about to blossom here soon. That seed, how long have you been in this situation, in this season?
I was in the season with the person for 18 years.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah.
And now it's over and you're now starting anew, or have you already begun that process and, you know, you're already past that?
I'm learning to love myself.
Love it.
Again.
Yay. I'm so glad to hear you say that. Yes, that's what it's all about.
I'm learning my worth. I'm learning the signs of a narcissist. I'm learning, you know, between the lies. I came to the conclusion, if I get into a relationship and I hear one inkling of a lie, I don't think I want to deal with that.
Well, that
you
is
know,
good.
Learning.
Well, you're already getting. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm learning to love yourself, and I have to say, I learned to love myself when I told him it was over. Don't ever come back.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen 2 years, and I don't want to see him.
Well, good. And now you're living your life, and are you enjoying life? That's the question of the day. Are you enjoying life on purpose right now?
Yes, I am.
Yay. Don, that's all we need to hear, right?
So we need to hear, because, you know, okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yes, all we need to hear.
That's what we need to hear. So thank you so much, caller, for calling in. We have another caller waiting online. Please continue to listen to us. And if you want to call back in with another comment, or Don is saying something that hits home and you want to get some insight, or please feel free to log on to my website and sign up for a free session. And I will definitely be glad to talk to you live or, you know, over the phone. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Don, we have one more caller holding here. We'll get back to your story. Look, you're already starting something here, Don. You want to be starting something?
I love it.
Starting something. Hold on. All right, caller, 202 area code, welcome to the show, Enjoying Life on a Purpose. We are live with Don Myers. Did you have a question or comment?
Actually, I'd like to know, how did he become so strong? Where did he find the strength?
Don, where did you find the strength?
You know what? I'm going to be 100% honest with the callers on the line. I don't know. And I think it got to be God, because I was always a confident person. I was always, like, always was, like, the top salesperson. Always thought, like, you know, had to own the biggest house. Always, I wasn't a bragger, but I always thought, you know how sometimes people pray for certain things? I never prayed for money. Like, I never prayed for things that I always thought I would have. So all that, I was so confident, like, oh, Don is the man, you know, went right to college, got a good job, you know, got his own place, whatever. So I was always, like, the guy, the alpha male. So when that happened to me, I said to myself, I said, you know what? At night I said, Don, you need to change. And that somebody is talking to you. You have to change and say, thank you, God, for your blessings. Because all the stuff I had before this happened to me, I never thanked God for any of my blessings. I thought it was all me. I'm like, you know what? It's me. I never thanked God for anything. I never said, you know what, God, at the end of the night, thank you for my blessings. Because I always thought that I did it on my own. And I really feel deep down somewhere in my soul of my soul that I hate to say that, and people might say that's not true, God don't want to punish us, but God was showing me, Donald, you're ignoring me. I'm giving you all this, and you're not even saying thank you or being grateful. And after all this happened and I got myself back, let me tell you something about me now. Whenever I have a blessing, you know, people pray to God and be like, oh, God, what with me? Please help me. No, anytime I see anything that God has given me, I stop in the middle of what I'm doing. I'm saying, thank you, God, because it was for you I'm here. Or thank you, God, for this, and thank you, God, for that. And I always, that lesson taught me one thing. No, don't thank God or don't ask God for stuff when you need it. When he asks, say thank you for God for everything he has given you. Say thank you, God, for waking me up in the morning. Thank you, God, for giving me my shelter. Thank you, God, for giving me transportation to work. Thank God for everything you have. I didn't want to make it a spiritual conversation, but now I feel like no matter what I have in my life, it's not. I'm not doing it. God is.
Yeah, and that's good. I mean, we all have you know our beliefs, and everybody has different beliefs. But you know, I'm with you. You know, all things to me that are good comes from God, and it's because of Him and His goodness that we're able to be and have the things that we have. So I thank you for sharing that, because it's good that when we can acknowledge that, hey, you know, we didn't do this on our own. What we have did not come from our own strength, and everything that we have, it wasn't us. And when, you know, the material things don't last always. It doesn't. And they can be here today and gone tomorrow. So we have to be willing to put our focus on what will last, and that's love. That's people, that's those around us. It's not those things of, hey, you know, I got a new house, got a new car, got this, got that. Because what I find, Don, is that, and caller, what I find is all of that does not make you happy. I know what it's like to have a lot, and I know what it's like to have a little. And I promise you, for those of you who, like, oh, if I just had $1 million, I'll be happy, it's not going to make you happy. It will for a minute. But after that, it does not last. And you see all this on Facebook and people posting and saying this. Remember, Facebook is pictures and videos. And when people take pictures, they're smiling and they look happy. And it could be a little depression if you're going through something and you're on Facebook and you're looking and you're seeing all this and you're thinking, oh, woe is me. Everybody's got a better life than I have. I promise you, it's all just, it's pictures. So everybody's always going through something. And it takes a big person to say, you know what, it didn't all come from me. So, Don, thank you for sharing that and saying that key thing, because, you know, life is good, and it's what we make it. So, caller, your question to Don was, how did he get through? And his answer was prayer. So thank you for calling. Don?
Yes.
Do you want to tell the audience now where you are in life? As far as I know that you have an awesome job, and you lead the way in your job, right?
Yes. And one thing before I say that, Kimberly, I wanted to say one thing, what you just said. Guys, we all think it's about money, and money makes you happy. I'm a living testimony. It is not about that. I was so miserable making a lot of money with my life when my wife was cheating. It's not about money. It's about inner peace. Just take that with you. Money is good to have, but money does not make you happy. Inner peace is the only thing that can make you happy.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
So where I'm at now, guys, so I'll tell you where I'm at now. 2013, I got a new job as a sales representative. It was a challenge. You know, I was a door knocker at first. And I'm one of my best jobs I ever had in my life. The job is amazing. I have a great team of people working with me. I have a great coach and sales rep. And I made more money in these last couple of years than I made in my lifetime. So God has given me another opportunity to have a great job. I have a great love life. I'm dating. I'm happy. And I just have great family and friends that supports me. And I say, you know what? I'm 50 years old now, right? I said, I have maybe 40, 50 more years to go. I said, these next 50 years will be the best years of my life. And my motto is always be happy. Don't worry about the small stuff. It will get better. When we get depressed, pray about it, and life will definitely get better. If I can handle all these things at one time and still be here, it just shows you. It just shows me that no matter how you may feel, how low you may feel, if you keep on going, keep on pushing, your life will be better.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. Yes. So, Don, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. And I just want to, you know, ask a couple more questions there that I think will help the listening audience of some things that they're going through. I want to also thank the callers that called in. It's absolutely an honor to take your calls, to know that I'm very humbled that you're listening to my show. You're calling in, logging into the website. Be sure you do that. EnjoyLifeCoaching.com. That's EnjoyLifeCoaching.com. Log in. Sign up for your free 15-minute live session with me. I would like to get to know you. You get to know me, and let's see if I can help you truly, 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 truly enjoy life and enjoy it on purpose. Stay tuned. And we are back live in the studios with Kimberly Frazier, with my guest, Mr. Don Myers, who have shared, you know, some things he went through, the season of hard times, season of darkness, you know, his season of pain that now has turned into much gain. Don was married, divorced, had a home, lost it, lost his job. And now today he is working at a great company, top in his league there. Got a great home, I would say. I would call it that. I would assume up there in the D.C. area. And he's enjoying his love life. So what more can you ask for? And the most importantly, he knows where his help comes from. And he knows why he is where he is today. And he has learned to take all those struggles, all those heartaches, all those tears. He's learned to hold on to them, to use them to empower others. So, Don, thanks again. We are back to you. And I just wanted to pose a question to you, and that is, when you look back over your life, what is the number one thing that you learned through this entire process that you think has made you who you are today?
Be humble.
Be humble.
Humble.
Yes, be humble. Expound on that. Be humble. Tell me a little bit about being humble.
Don't think you're doing it by yourself. And don't, wherever you have, don't be a bragger or a person who blowing stuff in people's face. Just be humble and be kind. That's the most important thing I say to people. I was not humble, and I got humbled really quick during that experience.
Wow.
Just be humble. Well, just because for Kimberly is a greater we are living this earth with the greater beast, is a greater power above us. Okay? So just be humble, okay? Just be down to earth and be humble and just say we're all the same. Don't act like you're cockier or better than anybody, no matter how big is your car, how big is your house. Just be humble, and that's the main thing I learned from that whole experience.
Yes, and that's one thing I do love about you, Don, is, you know, you are humble. You're such a given person, a great team player amongst your peers, and you always have such a great attitude, and that's what life is all about. You know, when you can take the punches that life throw at you and still remain humble, still keep a smile on your face, that's when you're truly enjoying life and doing it on purpose, and it doesn't feel good all the way. It doesn't feel good all the time. You know, the pain, it hurts, the tears. Sometimes you feel alone through those dark seasons, but that's okay because, you know, when that seed is in the ground, it's that one seed that's alone. But when it blossoms, it just comes in a harvest. So know that whatever you're in, whatever situation you're in right now, whether it's good or bad, what you would call bad, I don't look at really things being bad. I look at things as, hey, this is an opportunity. When bad things happen or what the world calls bad, I look at it as opportunity to get better or to learn from it, because what I've learned in my experiences, the trials, the trouble, the struggles that I've gone through, it's all made me better. So I've learned to embrace it, embrace when those days come. And, you know, be determined to be positive, be determined to overcome it, be determined to keep a smile on your face, because guess what? That's the one thing the world can't take from you, and that's your smile. Smile. Just smile. And when you're doing that, you cause others to smile, and then you will demonstrate and show that you are enjoying life and enjoying it on purpose. Yay! So I love what I do. I'm sure you guys know that. Don, you know me, and you know that I love what I do. I love to inspire, empower, encourage people all over the world. I'm enjoying life right now, and I want others to enjoy it. So, you know, some of the things that Don has gone through, I've been through it, and past guests have gone through, I've been there, and that's why I love bringing them on the show so that they can share, to be a living witness to you. That whatever you're going through, it's going to get better, and it doesn't last always. As my grandmother would say, and one of my closest friends, what father would say, is this too shall pass. This too shall pass. So if you want to get in, last minute before we wrap everything up, comment, question, please do. Call 646-716-9397. That's 646-716-9397. Please give us a call. Love to hear from you. If not, please log on to enjoylifecoaching.com. Sign up for your free session. Would love to talk to you. Every week or every other week when I come on, you know, it's amazing to me when I go and look up the follow-up. I'll look and see how many listeners I had, how many people logged in. And I'm always amazed because I'm like, nobody's calling in. Only a few people called in. Is anybody really listening? And then I go and look and see the listeners. You know, we had over 3,000 listeners on that last show, which was just phenomenal. And then to see the website and people logging on, asking for the T-shirts and that sort of thing, it just empowers me to keep going, even through all my technical difficulties, even through the ups and downs of learning this radio hosting thing, guys. You know, every day, every week, I'm like, I'm getting better, and then something happens, but I learn to persevere through it. No matter what goes on around me, persevere through it, stay positive, and it all turns out. Look. We are still here. We're sounding great. I still got Mr. Myers with us. We got some callers that called in, and we are coming up on the last bit of the show. Don, is there anything you would like to leave with the listening audience as to what they can do to embrace life and to enjoy it on purpose?
If I could talk to anybody out there who's listening, who's going to, who's in a dark place right now, who feel like they don't want to go on or they feel like their life can't get better, hold on. Hold on to hope. And know that you may be in a dark place now, but we have an opportunity to change that by tomorrow. Don't give up. Keep on going. Keep on walking. Keep on praying. And believe me, life will get better. Kim Lee says her famous quote is live by faith and just enjoy life. And we're not here forever, guys. I'm 50 years old. I remember when I was 18. We're not here forever. So let's make more sunny days than rainy days, because the day that we have on this earth is not a long time. So let's enjoy life and make these sunny days happen. We are the only one. Of course, God's in control also, but we are in control of our life. We are in control of our decisions. No one can make us say yes if we want to say no. Enjoy life and take control of your life. And that's what I want to leave the listeners with.
Love it, love it, love it. Thank you so much, Don, for sharing that. And you hit the nail on the head. We don't have long here on this earth, and every day is a gift. Every day is a blessing. Every day is time given to us. And what are you going to do with it? I got an idea. How about enjoy life and enjoy it on purpose? So thank you guys for tuning in and listening to us tonight. We will be back here on July 5th, same time. And if you would like to be a guest, you think you have a life experience that you think will be a blessing or encouragement to someone, and you want to come on and share your story, hit me up. Hit me up, hit me up, hit me up. Go to the website, log on, and when you sign up for your free session, in the notes there, put, I would like to be a guest. Find me on Facebook, Enjoying Life Coaching. Log on, find me there, message me. Would love to interview you and have you on as a guest. So please do so. Again, that's enjoyinglifecoaching.com. Thank you for joining us. I hope you all have a fabulous rest of the week. And we will talk to you on July 5th, same time. Good night. Thanks, Don.
You're welcome. Good night, guys. Fabulous.
Hey, we do have a few minutes here. It looks like I have a caller on. And I'm just going to run it in because I just realized they were holding. I don't want to end it when we do have a few minutes. And Don's already dropped, but let's see. Maybe I can answer this. So we do have a caller, 757 number. Hello, you are live with Kimberly Frazier right at the last minute. Who do we have?
Hi, my name is Catherine. I just want to say thanks to Don for his story. It was very touching. And I'm praying for him, and I'm happy for him, and he really encouraged me a whole lot. I am now seeing the light. Thank you, Don, and thank the callers for their encouragement. It was great to me. So thank you all.
Aw, thank you, caller. Thank you for listening. Love you guys. Have a good night. Enjoy life on purpose. I mean it. Good night.